This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. In a step that would have seemed unthinkable just 2 weeks ago, a majority of the Minneapolis City Council pledged to disband the police department. A member of the Minneapolis Council said on Twitter that a veto-proof majority of the MPLS City Council just publicly agreed that the Minneapolis Police Department is not reformable and that we're going to end the current policing system. At a rally in the city, council members said that they plan to invest in community-led safety initiatives instead of the police department. The outpouring of outrage and demands for sweeping police reforms followed the May 25th killing of George Floyd, a 46-year-old black man who died after being pinned by the neck for nearly 9 minutes by a white officer's knee. A bystander's cell phone captured the scene as Floyd pleaded with the officer, choking out the words, "I can't breathe." Two other policemen helped hold Floyd down while a fourth stood watch between onlookers and the other officers. Now, this is not just a measure suggested by Minneapolis leaders. Protesters have been making the demand to defund the police as they show their anger at the police custody death of George Floyd and other black Americans killed by police officers. But what does it mean? Well, it doesn't necessarily mean gutting the police department budgets altogether. Supporters of the idea say it's time for the country to address systemic issues in policing in America and spend more on what communities need, like housing and education. National Guard troops will be pulled out of the state of California cities where they've been deployed for a week after rapid violence and thievery marred the first days of protest over the death of George Floyd. The announcement came as peaceful demonstrations again popped up across the state, including one on horseback and another on wheels, as protesters continue to call for police reforms. This is VOA News. NASCAR paused before Sunday's Cup race at Atlanta Motor Speedway to acknowledge the country's social unrest. The governing body vowed to do a better job of addressing racial injustice in the wake of George Floyd's death. During their warm-up laps, the 40 cars pulled to a stop in front of the empty grandstands and shut off their engines to hear from NASCAR President Steve Phelps. He told them that our sport must do better. Before the race, Bubba Wallace donned a black T-shirt with the words, "I can't breathe." Wallace is the only black driver in NASCAR's top series. According to Johns Hopkins University tallies, the world hit two new COVID-19 milestones overnight, surpassing 400,000 deaths and 7 million confirmed infections. The United States has more than 110,000 deaths and more than 1.9 million infections. Criminals are seizing on a surge in job losses to steal unemployment benefits from Americans nationwide. The uptick in crime complicates an already tough situation for millions of financially strapped Americans in overwhelmed state unemployment offices. A U.S. Labor Department official testified this week that at least $26 billion will have been wasted, going largely to fraudsters instead of those in need. Security experts say the bulk of the fraud appears to be committed by criminals using stolen data to make claims using someone else's identity. Tropical storm Cristobal continues to churn in the U.S. after making landfall on the Louisiana coast. The center of the storm moved ashore Sunday afternoon between the Mississippi River and Grand Isle. Rising waters had already swamped roads and prompted evacuations of some low-lying areas as Cristobal crawled across the Gulf of Mexico like and south of New Orleans. The FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, and local investigators are trying to determine a possible link between the ambush-style killing of a Northern California sheriff's deputy, which occurred on Saturday, and that of a federal officer who was fatally shot outside the U.S. courthouse in Oakland, California, more than a week ago. Both of the incidents involved shooters and a van. A Santa Cruz sheriff's deputy was killed and two other law enforcement officers were wounded Saturday when they were ambushed by a suspect who was a member of the U.S. Air Force. The sheriff said the suspect, Stephen Carrillo, was shot during the arrest and is being treated at a hospital. And again, as far as the coronavirus toll, according to Johns Hopkins University tallies, the world has hit two new COVID-19 milestones, surpassing 400,000 deaths and 7 million confirmed infections and rising. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.